21 after 4 on Radio 2000. Now, wildlife photographer Lon Salkas calls himself the Big Cat Guy because of his love for wild cats, namely the lion, cheetah and the leopard. He joins me now on the line to talk about wildlife photography and nature conservation. All right, where am I now? Line 2. Good afternoon to you, Lon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ernest. Not lovely to be here.
Well, pleasure to have you on board. Now, Lon, what is the impact of wildlife photography in the education of nature conservation, would you say?
Ernest, you know, when one can expose the magnificence of nature and nature's incredible creatures to people through creating stunning, eye-catching images, it really helps people to get the message and to understand the magnificence of nature as a resource. And, you know, even in my talks, as you probably know, I speak around the world, mm-hmm. More in a motivational sense. But many times, even though my talks are primarily motivational and many times in the corporate setting, I often get folks come up to me afterwards to talk about safari and safari aspect because the photography is able to touch them in a way that they can't access through their day-to-day lives.
Mm. Now, let's go back to your fascination with the three big cats, namely the lion, the cheetah, and the leopard. Where did this fascination come from?
Ernest, I was a ranger in the Sabi Sand area in the Kruger Park for many years, and during my time there, I started a research project to study the three big cats, mm-hmm. basically because we knew that we were seeing the same individual animals on a very finite traversing area, and each of those animals, each of those species is very territorial. And so in an attempt to try and understand a little bit more about their behaviors and their various patterns, I initiated a research project which actually still is continuing today in that area. And it yielded a lot of tremendous information that we were able to use, not just to understand the animals and their patterns better, mm-hmm. but to actually be able to convey that understanding to the guests who are visiting the reserve, coming to see those animals many times from overseas. And so that obviously enhanced their experience as well. Mm-hmm. And so the big cats, you know, I actually, when I initially started speaking, in America. My wife is Canadian and we lived in the United States. Mm-hmm. And when I started speaking, I spoke not just about the three big cats. I actually, my talks were called Bushveld Lessons. Mm. And I was talking about a lot of different species. But over the years, my talks have evolved to focus on the big cats for a couple of reasons. The main one of which, Ernest, is that in the corporate setting, which is typically where I do most of my talks, mm-hmm. the message around the relevance to the organizational and the team environment is very, very powerful. And, you know, the big cats and the carnivores in general have to use very definite strategies to find their food. They can't just find it on, they don't just pick it up like a zebra would eat some grass. Mm-hmm. They have to go out and make it happen. And so those strategies and the lessons that we learn from those strategies are very key and very relevant in the corporate and team organizational type environment.
Mm. Let's go back a bit to the wildlife photography itself, playing a yes. role in the education of nature conservation, et cetera, et cetera. Now, in your photography, I would imagine the three big cats that you're so fond of are quite nice to take pictures of and depict in their natural habitat and so on and so forth. But there are bad things that happen as a result of people just not taking care of the surroundings, and as a result, they become extinct and poaching and the rest of it. So do you show those pictures as to what happens to these animals if nature is tampered with?
Yes, absolutely. And although my message in my talks is not an overtly conservation-oriented message, Ernest, mm-hmm. it is, you know, it does create an awareness, and the metaphor that I use really, I find really resonates with people, and to the point where they are touched in a way that another kind of message doesn't. And so it is very much around, you know, the magnificence of these animals and the massive amount that we can learn from them. And obviously, you know, being able to, having photographed for many, many years, my wildlife photography really helps me to convey that message in a very powerful way.
Now, you're a speaker, a renowned one, and you travel the world, as you mentioned, and you'll also be playing this very role, a keynote speaker, in your talks. You do, in fact, as you mentioned, incorporate interactions with wildlife and photography. But what do you deem the most important lessons that we, as ordinary folks, can learn from nature?
That's a great question, Ernest. And to be honest, there are so many that we can learn. But, you know, in essence, and again, the reason that I sort of focus on the big cats itself is around messages and lessons that can help us both, you know, life lessons and organizational lessons around things like the ways in which we can adapt to change. You know, change is ubiquitous. We all face it every day in whatever we do. We in many areas in the corporate environment, it's highly competitive, and so there are incredible lessons to learn about what these big cats do to survive competition. There are lessons around how they create opportunity and are proactively making things happen. There are lessons around from the social species like lions around how high performance teams function. And what it takes to be a high performance team, and you know, even within that, there are lessons around leadership from so many of the social animals, in terms, you know, lessons that have very direct relevance to the ways that we function in our day to day lives.
So, Lon, where can people access your photography?
Well, I have under a resources tab on my website a section where I have a sort of limited number of photographs there, but there's certainly enough of a diverse range, and that website is www.bigcatguy.com, and folks can also contact me through there if they're interested in some of the photography. I'd be more than happy to help.
All right. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure chatting to you, Lon. All the best.
Thanks, Ernest. Likewise.
All right. Fantastic. Lon Salkas, international keynote and conference speaker. Lon is and was a game ranger for many years, involved in tracking, observing and photographing Africa's big cats on a daily basis. Today, he travels the world sharing potent success lessons from the African bushveld with top businesses, teams and athletes as well.